It's the most infectious time of year. Noses are blowing and fevers are growing. I'm glad you're not here. It's the most infectious time of year. It's the crappiest season of all. Forget about dining, the kids are all whining, they close down the mall. It's the crappiest season of all. No parties, no hosting, forget about toasting your friends for a happy new year. Cause while this one's still going, there's no way of knowing if it will end with good cheer. It's the most infectious time of the year.
You know, it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to shut it down. It's up to you. It's up to you. This is no worse than a bad flu season. No worse. Experts coming out of the woodworks. It's the Monica J. Show. I am no expert on it, but I am an expert on doing research and finding stories from outside of this country, from inside of this country, from doctors, from nurses, people who actually do the jobs. It's the Monica J. Show. It's your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Our poll questions brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Today's poll question, should Nevada return to hand-counted paper ballots? Yes or no? Just a simple question. Yesterday's question, should Washoe County School District be broken up into three districts, Reno, Sparks, and unincorporated Washoe County? 73% of those participating in the poll said yes. Well, Mayor Sheevy put out a press release on, Tuesday? It was December 1st. Yeah, so that's Tuesday. And just so offended. She's standing, of course, with Governor Sisolak, condemning the president's attacks on the integrity of our healthcare workers. Well, first off, he didn't attack the integrity of healthcare workers here. Everybody knows that the health workers are doing what they're told. It's the administration down that is, well, keeping the truth from you. Not going to say they're lying. I'm going to say they're keeping the truth from you. The whole truth. My heart breaks for our families and friends who have lost loved ones. Really? Sheevy, everybody's heart breaks for anybody who loses somebody. How about those people who have committed suicide because they've lost everything because of the shutdowns that you've put on people? How about that? She says she stands with the frontline workers who have given their bodies and souls to fight COVID-19. Yeah. How about, again, all of those people who have lost and continue to lose everything? Because you know as well as I do that this shutdown, this pause that we're going through right now, is only going to be pushed harder. And from the sources that I have, Governor Sisolak ain't opening anything up or bringing anything back until after January 10th. Maybe even the 30th. So it's not just bars and restaurants, it's the libraries, it's, you know, right before Christmas, it may be the shopping. Oh, wait, no, that's how the state's going to be getting revenue. Don't want to kill off the big businesses, only the small businesses. Let's go to the talk and text lines and talk with AJ this morning. AJ wants to talk about nurses. Hi, AJ, thanks for calling into the program.
Hey, Monica, how are you? I just want you to know you're in my thoughts and prayers.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thinking about you a lot. This is actually a doctor friend of mine. My doctor friend lives across the street from me, and they go to another state. They fly back and forth. Emergency room physician in a big state. So this person lives in Nevada, flies to another state, and is an emergency room physician. This person's been cut their hours back to one weekend a month. That state hired on 5 new emergency room physicians, and they're all standing around doing nothing.
That's why they're overworked, because staff is being cut. And so you're doing somebody else's job as well as yours.
Well, and this person said that they're not having the COVID cases that they're claiming that they're having coming in. And I also have a friend that works with the medical examiner's office. And they said that, you know, the reason why they have so many people at the medical examiner's office, the people, bodies there, is because they can't do funerals. Not because they're getting more cases in of people dying from it. Although I'm a four. I know that there's a COVID out there, and I'm very cautious of all that. I'm leaving for New York again in a few days. I've been back and forth and traveled, had no issues, and get tested and whatever. But I just think this is a big media, thing with the media. I don't think it's as big as they're making it out to be. So I just wanted to tell you that. I'll see you when I get back and let you know how I feel.
Thank you, AJ. I appreciate it. And, it is. It's about control. It's not about a virus.
Yep, you take care.
Thank you, sweetheart. You too. And safe travels. Let's check in with Fred. Fred wants to talk about voting. Hi, Fred. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Monica. Hey, I just wanted to say, why don't we all vote for President Trump again?
You know, I think that's a great idea. And that's actually something that General Flynn is pushing. He wants Trump to, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, Fred, but he wants Trump to declare martial law and do the election all over again. What do you think about that?
Well, I thought, why don't all of us send a letter into Trump voting for him again for 4 more years? Everyone in America that voted for him for the first time, I don't know if my vote was counted or not. Yeah. So I sent him a letter on December the 1st to tell him I voted for him, and I would like him to get a hold of Tucker Carlson on the TV and spread the word across America. Send your letter in to vote for Trump. This will prove, if he gets millions of votes, that there was corruption going on.
And those letters can be verified, you know, easily with return addresses and all that good stuff. So that's a great idea, Fred.
That's what I did.
Sit down,
put a
card, put your vote on it, send it to Trump. That's what we can do. Fred, thank you so much for the call, and I appreciate that. And I think that's a great idea.
Okay, spread the word.
All right, we'll spread the word. Thanks.
We don't have much time left.
Well, I think we do.
About 4 or 5 weeks, and they'll have a mountain of mail coming there. They got to count them all. If he gets 7-8 million votes, we know he won the election, not Biden.
Yeah. Well, Fred, thanks for the call. I appreciate your time today. And let's keep moving on. 884-9910 on this Friday. And checking with Bill this morning. Bill wants to talk about, I believe it's the coronavirus. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Monica. Yeah, I called you several months ago, and I told you my suggestion on having the country open up the gyms to be able to, and any place that has a dry sauna, because at 188 degrees, I've done research on this, can get rid of the virus literally in 1 or 2 sessions at a dry sauna. I mentioned that to you several months ago. It's been a while since I called into the show.
Yeah, dry saunas are amazing.
They are. I used to go to one in the Lake Tahoe area years ago, and they're really fabulous. But I wanted to say about the coronavirus, I think it's a big distraction, what's been going on for months and months. And also, what was I going to say? The election fraud, I think, is a big distraction also. I think what we're really about to see is martial law going into play at some point here, because they want everybody pissed off about the coronavirus. They want people mad at each other, and they want people mad at each other about the election fraud. So that gives cause for the government to come out and declare martial law. That's about all I have to say.
Bill, I'm glad you're paying attention, because that is what it's all about. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I've been made fun of many a times, but it's about the Great Reset. It's about people being angry. They want us looking to the government to solve all of this, to solve the financial problems, to solve the election problems, to solve the virus problems. And the problems aren't actually there. So, Bill, thank you so much for calling the program. I appreciate your time and that you're out there educating yourself as well. We do have the financial problems. We do have a virus, but it's not a virus that is worth shutting down the entire economy of what I think is the greatest country in the world. Look outside of the United States. Look at what's going on in Australia. Look at what's going on. Get onto Sky News Australia. Look at what's going on in Germany. Look at what's going on in the UK. This is exploding. Even the people in China don't want to take the Chinese vaccination, which, by the way, is what I wanted to share with you, that a renowned scientist, not somebody from here, a renowned scientist is saying that the looming COVID-19 vaccine is downright dangerous and it will send you to your doom. Look it up. Do your research. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Mark this morning. Wants to keep the conversation going about Corona. Hello, Mark.
Hello. I'm kind of coincidence that I fall in behind Bill's call about being angry, because I'm giving you a report from the street about getting tires for a car that I've been trying to do for 2 days now. I bought some tires yesterday. I couldn't put them on, so I went to do it today. And they said they were closing the shop because somebody had come through there at some point that tested positive for Corona. So would you just put them outside and I'll come pick them up? They told me they wouldn't do it. So I went to another shop and finally found a shop that had my tires to put them on my car. But when I went in to get them, they wouldn't allow me in the store because I wouldn't put a mask on. So I had to go outside and do my business outside to get my tires put on the car, and they made me stay outside. And then when they were all done, I had to stay outside so that I could go in, in the shop and drive my own car out of the shop. I'm beyond angry now coming home, and I guess I'll have to spend the rest of the day trying to relax and calm down from it all. This is a nightmare. It's a complete nightmare what's happening. And everybody had a mask on. They were driving in Carson with masks on, walking down the street with masks on. Am I living in an alternate universe? I don't know.
Well, yes and no. Yes, you are living in an alternate universe right now, because the media has put so much fear into people that they're just buying into it. So people who understand, you know what? Next time you need something, call in. And we'll find you the place to go. Like if you were in Reno, I'd tell you to go over to Pro One Automotive, because you're not going to have those kind of problems there. And it just goes to show.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention any of the store names that I went to, because, I don't want them to. Well, actually, I don't care if they lose business, but it was just so ridiculous the entire time. And I feel bad for these guys working in the store. I know they forced them to wear their masks so they can have a job, but they're killing themselves doing it. I don't know why, you would do that anyway. But it was very frustrating the last 2 days, just to get tires on a car.
Something that you need.
If I could do it at home, it's one of the few things I can't do to a car myself. And If I could have done it at home, I would have. And if the tires would have lasted me another year, I would still be driving on them. I would have walked out of the store with my old tires and just went home.
Mark, thank you so much for calling and giving your experience, because that's what people need to know. This is how they are shutting us down and how we are going to continue to lose small businesses, because they're basically being forced to do all of this nonsense. Again, like I said, you know, you want to not deal with nonsense? Head on over to Pro One Automotive here in Reno. Hey, we'll be back right after this. David, Dennis, Anna, stay on the line. We've got you here right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Still be listening for your chance to win from, of course, for this holiday, the chocolate shop. Nothing better than chocolate. I'd say, you know what, if you don't know what to buy for somebody, unless they're diabetic, and then they have sugar-free chocolates as well, just get chocolate. Something that they can enjoy in the moment, because that's what we need. We need more joy right now in the moment. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with David this morning. Or no, actually, I'm sorry, David, hang on for just a few more minutes. We've got Dennis on the line. Dennis has been waiting three times as long. So, Dennis, you want to talk about hospital beds?
Yeah, good morning. The news report on your station here came out and said that 92% of the hospital beds in Washoe County were full. We have, as you well know, a selective media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Renown spent $15 million to double the size of their hospital bed capacity due to COVID, converting their parking garage, adding 1,500 additional beds. So the most recent news is 42 patients were in there. Well, that's not anywhere near 92%. And
yeah,
I guarantee that 92% number does not include those 1,500 additional beds. So 6 months ago, they touted how they've doubled their capacity. Now it's a temporary facility. You know, that's just not accurate. You don't have $15 million converting a parking garage to a permanent hospital structure and not call it a hospital beds. And I think the problem is just people unwilling to, as you said, do the research, do the work, pay attention.
And that's the thing, Dennis, is we have video of that place just, you know, last week being empty. And now, since the video got out, any way that you could get into that area to take a video is now blocked. So they're covering their tracks.
And the tragic part is, like I said, your station just reported before the top of the hour, 92% of the beds in Washoe County are full.
Unfortunately, I know. Unfortunately, I don't have any control over the newscasts.
No, I know. But my, as tragic as it is that the death count in Washoe County is now at 304 that have died from COVID allegedly. Assuming that that's a fact, assuming that's true, that's not even 0.1% of the population in Washoe County.
Yeah, but they play on emotions. That's what they do. They want people to go, oh my God, that many people, and yet they still count heart attacks. They still count car accidents. They still count everything else, as long as that person has tested positive. And all these, you know, false positive tests out there, that's what they go with. That's the number that they give to people to scare them and to keep perpetuating the fear.
And the other problem that I have is now masks is a generic term like Kleenex.
Yeah.
And I just flew on American, and you could not just wear a face shield. If I wore a face shield, I would also have to wear a mask. And there's nothing anywhere that mandates a mask. It is a face covering.
Yeah.
But now everybody's, it's got to be a mask.
Yeah, it's got to be a surgical. It's got to be a surgical mask. It can't be a gator. It can't be a cloth homemade mask. It can't be a bandana. It's just, it's ridiculous. It shows every single thing that they do just shows that there's no science behind any of this, and it's just about control. And the airlines are doing it, Dennis, because they want the money from the government.
Well, they got sacked with no traffic. So
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
But,
Dennis, thank you for... Oh, go ahead.
Perfect. No, that's I was just going to comment. In May, the CDC had an article that said that the masks provide no measurable impact in either the transmission or the obtaining of the flu virus. So...
And 85% of those who have had coronavirus were wearing masks.
Yes.
Yeah. Dennis, thank you for, you know, if it keeps going the way that it is, we are. But Dennis, thank you for doing your due diligence, because that's what not enough people do. David, real quick, I'm going to take your call because I said I would, but I got to get into a break here. So what's on your mind, David?
Real quick on the school board thing, just keep in mind, taxpayers of Washoe County, you got three now school boards, you got three school police groups, you got three union groups, and you think your taxes are going to go down any? It ain't going to be any better. And furthermore, when you want to get rid of one of these superintendents of schools, that'll cost you three times as much. Because you see how much they paid for each time they want to get rid of somebody.
I don't think so, David. I think it would be better control, because we'd still have one school police, because the school police would go to all. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
But you're going to have the haves versus the have-nots. It just breaks down. What you need to do is just lean.
Well, they still have that.
Need a school board. You don't need a school board that's fat-catting it. I mean, you know, it's amazing. You go to a high school today, you just don't have a principal. You have vice principal. You have this person, that person. I mean, give me a break. And they still don't have them set up to where they're secure schools. They haven't. That's all been vanity. They even said it. Only the new schools that are being built or have actually any sort of design specifications. Everything else has, you know, some new lock on the door.
Well, and I don't even know why we're building. Why are we building new schools if we're just going to go virtual?
Oh, that's another thing. You can still buy a lot of laptops for that. The other thing was with Carson City yesterday. I'll tell you one thing that I validated. I talked to every one of those people, and in turn, they were like they had never heard of NCOA, and I know I've topped you in more than ample times to educate you on what they should have done since last August, early August. And these people, including the marvelous Tim Wheeler, were like, they said, well, we're doing that. I said, you should have done that last August.
Yeah.
And
we knew this was coming.
You would have not been toting the goat. And furthermore, I have had a call in that Amaday, because I sent a request to ask him if he was even going to sign the recall. And none of these people, and I copied you in on that one too, none of these state assembly people even thought yay, nay, or the price of tea in China on any of this recall stuff. They're all in it together.
Yeah, they don't want to answer. They don't want to answer the questions. Yeah.
David, no, they're scared to death. It's a sorority membership.
David, I got to let you go. I got to get to Fox, but I would talk to you all day if I could. I'll be right back after this with more of your calls. Kevin, DA, hang on. We'll be right back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's
yeah.
And it is here. Well, almost. It is for me after this next 20 minutes. So let's get into this. Today's poll question on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is, should Nevada return to hand-counted paper ballots? That question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991FMTalk.com. Yesterday's question, should the Washoe County School District be broken up into three districts, Reno, Sparks, and unincorporated Washoe County? 73% of those participating said yes. So let's get back to the talk and text lines here. Thank you so much for hanging on. Almost 15 minutes. We have Kevin on the line, wants to talk about the ruling. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling.
I was just wondering if the judge made a ruling on all this election fraud that apparently was presented to him yesterday.
No, it's ongoing. So as soon as anything comes out of it, we will make sure to get the word out, because there's still, somebody told me that they actually had to rent an extra car to get all of the evidence from the airport to the courthouse. That's how much stuff there is. And we want to make sure everything is presented. So
I have a concern that what if, you know, all this gets presented, and even if he comes up and agrees that, yeah, it's fraud and corruption, but what if it's after the Electoral College already votes in Biden?
It doesn't matter. You have to look at the Constitution, Kevin, because there is so much more than just the Electoral College. When there is fraud involved, it doesn't matter if the Electoral College puts it has to go back and be, you know, worked out. So December 14th, it's not going to make a difference. Okay. Because the lawsuits are there. This is going to the Supreme Court. There's a lot more ahead of us. But as I just received a text here, this is all a diversion. The fraud, the pandemic, it is all a push, once again, for one small elite group of people, as far as the World Economic Forum, the central banks, all of that, to control everybody. That's why you see Germany pushing back. That's why you see all of these other countries pushing back. That's why you see all these countries saying no to the vaccines. You have to look at the bigger picture. And the start of all of that is killing the small economy, killing the small business, the middle class. Let's check in with DA this morning. DA wants to talk about the lockdowns. Hey, what's on your mind with the lockdowns? Are you getting bored?
Monica, it's good to speak with you. And it was actually about martial law.
Martial law. Okay.
I will honor your listeners by never calling them cooked frogs. You're one of the only commentators in this region that talks about anything regarding the violation of our civil rights with this and the absolute wrongness of it. And what can we do? I know that some people were very concerned that when the president and others who have brought lawsuits fail in the lower courts, that means it's over. And I appreciate it so much. I think it was your show and another show on 1180 that was saying, no, it must fail in the lower courts in order for it to go to the Supreme Court. And I hope that brings a lot of your listeners comfort to know I just have to wait and not go out of my mind with this. The other thing is, there is talk about high-level people suggesting to the president, you have a tool at your disposal. It is called martial law. It's not a new, unusual thing. It's been used many times before. But it's a temporary thing that is being suggested, that he put martial law in place to have a revote, a national revote, with the military conducting this with paper ballots, hand counts, and observers up the wazoo. everybody who wants to watch can watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what General Flynn is calling on Trump to do.
Right. Now, I don't know how many people say, I am not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I am an independent. And so when I go looking on the internet for information, if I went to the Tea Party site and I saw their very intelligent discussion about this, it's not that I'm a Tea Party member or supporter. It's that I'm looking for information. What are people thinking? What are they doing? So they posted the phone number for the government comment line to the White House. And if you may, if you will, I would like to give that number out so people can just call and make their comment regarding, Mr. President, please put martial law in place, or Mr. President, I think that's a bad idea. Whatever it is, please say now, because the time is running so short. The window is closing for Mr. Trump to have the opportunity to do what only he could do. And I'm not a Trump supporter, okay, but it's what only he could do. And may I give out the phone number for the government?
Yes, please.
Comment line?
Please.
Okay.
What is it?
It's 1-202-456-1111. Now, you'll have about an 8-minute wait, which is usually about 6 minutes. So it is a live person you'll be talking to, and you just clearly give a short description. Yeah, I support this. Please consider martial law so we can have the military conduct a fair and open and by the book revote. Because I can guarantee you, I'm 60 years old and my signature has been used for things I just couldn't have imagined. My civil rights have been violated over and over. I have lost everything over and over in life. Not that I'm a criminal and deserved any of it, but that nobody cares about civil rights. I worked in California with a third party 30 years ago, and we were very involved with ballot status and gaining signatures, and so we learned a lot about everything that had to go into that. And we heard that Diebold machines were going to be used for counting ballots, and we heard that these machines were actually housed offshore. They were run by other countries, and nobody was doing anything about it. It was terrifying.
The YouTube videos are out there of how easy they are to break into. And, you know, I'm glad you said that I'm not a Trump supporter, because let me tell you, there are a lot of stories coming out about Lynn Wood right now, who is on the, well, he's not on the Trump legal team, but he's fighting in different places for this this fraud to have it brought out into the light of day. And people are saying, oh, you know, he's a rhino. He's a deep state Democrat. It's like, you know what? He is a Democrat. He's donated to the Democrat platforms. He voted for Obama. But when it comes to the rule of law, when it comes to fraud, we're all Americans. And that's what we should be. We shouldn't be Republicans or Democrats. When it comes to the law and everybody playing on the same page, that wipes out political parties. So,
well, there you go. And what I wanted to say also is that the Constitution is not this quaint old thing we keep in a glass case. It is decided every day in courts, and people need to know. But if you went to public school, you know nothing about the fact that you have to bring the issue of your rights being violated. Even minor citizens can bring that, and they know nothing about it from going to public school. I hope that this year of 2020, which if you just read the sign, it means clear vision. Everything is being vetted. Everything is being revealed. So don't vote those same people back into office who told you what you could do for Thanksgiving with your family, inside or outside your house. You have to act now. Now, there's no other time. This is a country of cooked frogs. It's been 40 years in the making. I watched that whole thing, and watching nobody do it, doesn't matter how much you scream, people were not acting until this year. I think so many people now understand. It's a soft Sixth Reich. It's a soft one.
Yeah,
let's wear masks. Let's help each other. No.
DA, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for doing your due diligence and what you've been doing and help spread the word, because that's what we have to do. All right. Real quick, we got time for one more call. Mike, thank you for being on the program today. What's on your mind?
Well, not much, Monica. I guess you're running maybe for CD2.
Yes.
And what you got to do it the right way. You have to have them tell you you're allowed to run for dog catcher. you accumulate favors you owe, and then when they allow you to move up, you do that, see? And that's the proper way they want you to do it, you know?
Well,
you owe a lot of favors when you
Mike, I'm a rebel.
So, and this is the problem that we have. These are a bunch of good old boys. Settlemyer, because now it's his turn to run for the congressional seat. So he didn't run before against Amede, but now all of a sudden he's going to run. And then now it's time for Amede to run for governor. They're a bunch of good old boys, and they should all be thrown out of office.
Exactly. And that's why I'm running.
We need new blood, and we need people that believe in the Constitution. If you don't believe in the Constitution, you have no business being there. Maybe
exactly.
Move to China or go somewhere else. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or what. I don't care if somebody's a Republican. I know you don't either. I want people to believe in the Constitution.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, a lot of our Republicans do not.
Yeah. They don't even believe in the...
People need to realize...
They don't even believe in the Nevada Constitution, so...
No, but a lot of people need to look into what these candidates and these people have done, which is not much, and go, is that what we want to represent us?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to put our faith in? Is that people have done nothing, have been there for how long? And
well, and that's why,
really need to look into
you know, I pointed out a while ago that, you know, there was a tiff because Settlemyer had decided who was going to replace him, which is not his decision, and that Jim Wheeler was upset because he wants Settlemyer's seat. So,
well, it's,
you know,
well, that's his next position. He deserves that because that's the next move up. So,
yeah, no, that's not the way we need to get back to the way that it is supposed to be, not the way that they think it should be. So, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. And you know what, Mike? Hang on the line. And I've run out of time because I've had so many great callers today. So congratulations. You just picked yourself up a gift certificate to the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. So you got a box of truffles. And boy, luck just worked out for you, Mike. So hang on the line so producer Dan can get your information. And thank you to everybody who called today, because this is your voice. This is your station. And if you don't use it, then it's a wasted time. You need to get the information out that you know that people can understand. They're not alone. So many people think, well, nobody else thinks like I do, or I haven't heard anybody talk about that. Guess what? It's your time to talk about it. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for everybody who participated in the program today. If you missed any part of the show, you can go to 991fmtalk.com and check out the podcast. So we had some pretty interesting things in the beginning of the show if you missed it. I want to wrap up the show with an email that we just received here in the last 10 minutes, and that is from Deb. Have you heard that Dr. Fauci carries the patent on the COVID virus? This goes back 7 to 8 years. And had you heard anything about people working on the vaccine starting 3 years ago? Just wondering. And why are we never told just how many of the cases who test positive are asymptomatic? I want to know that number. We taxpayers have the right to know. And these ill-informed governors are ruining the states for nothing. They can't stop a virus from doing what it does. They can't stop it, no matter what they close or how often they do it. They are hurting the states. Deb, yes, I did know that about Dr. Fauci, and I've been trying to get the word out. He's also in partnership with Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation. Who owns John Hopkins University? The Rockefeller Foundation is their biggest donor. Bill Gates, second biggest donor to the WHO, World Health Organization, who got this all started. The information is out there. The problem is people have been lulled into a sense of the government is taking care of us. And they're not. That the governments know what they're doing. And they know what they're doing. Deb, I disagree with you. These governors know exactly what they are doing. And they're doing what they're told. And that is to keep the states shut down who are in Democrat control. California, Oregon, Washington, Michigan, New York, Nevada. Because it helps them perpetuate the scam. That's all it is it's a scam. Masks don't work. COVID is no worse than the flu. Yes, there have been deaths, but they all have underlying health issues. The only way to fight this is to stand up for your constitutional rights. It's the only way. If you don't stand up for yourself, then you will be controlled more than you could ever think. I love you. Have a great weekend.